Hey, Rosie.
Hey.
Yeah. I like this app.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, except for I can't mute myself, I don't think.
Oh, so I guess we'll have to just deal with everything that comes.
Yeah, because there's like barking dogs and all kinds of shit here, so.
Just waiting. Yay!
Hey!
Hey.
What's up?
We doing a podcast.
This is
how was the gym?
It was good, just running on the treadmill.
Mm-mm. Not for me. I do not like to run.
Well, I don't love to run, but I have to like be in shape for season. So
yeah, that's
I only run when I have to.
So is that like you only run in the winter so you can be in shape for ski season?
Well, not for ski season. I kind of just have to get my legs strong. But I'm going to play tennis on a league. It's a rec league, but I kind of have to be in shape, you know?
Yeah.
I used to play tennis in high school and college. I haven't played in a while.
Tennis is like the only sport that I cannot play at all. Tennis and golf. Like, I can drive, but I have no touch.
Yeah, like, I hate putting. Fucking putting.
I think I'm only good at putting. I suck at everything else.
We could play four ball. You could like, do all the putting.
Yeah, I'll hit the long ball sometimes. And then you guys can do the rest.
Did Kate say she was coming?
We could even play, like, sometime.
Yeah. Let me see if.
Do you guys think Kate is gonna join?
I don't know if she was even in Discord yet.
Yeah, I think she was. I mean, she's also busy trying to get everything situated.
Yeah, everybody needs to move in.
Yeah.
Wait, what? She has a job, 3 kids, and this team? I don't think she has enough on her plate.
No, she definitely needs more responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just start and
jump in.
Yeah.
Do you add the music after?
Yeah.
I feel like the song, the music kind of gives it a mood, but then we have to do a cry, and then the mood is added on later.
Yeah, we have to pretend that we have a mood going here, but it's done with the alcohol that we're drinking, right?
True.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So thinking. First let's introduce ourselves, just so that everyone knows who's talking.
Okay, you go first. All right, since you're the interviewer.
Yeah, so I'm Rosie, so this is Pillow Talk with Rosie, or Pillow Talk with Outlaw. And in-game, I am the Shadow Rose, and I'm a T4.
Okay, I am Corinne. And I'm Calamity Jane in game, and I am a T3.
Why, I am Camilla, and I am Maria Benita in game. I might change that since we're not doing those anymore.
Yeah, since we're not outlaws anymore, I'm going to change mine too.
And I'm a T4.
Yay! And what other roles do you guys hold? I mean, it's kind of obvious to us what we hold, but.
We're all in council.
Yes.
Okay, we're badass women.
Mm-hmm. HBICs.
Yes.
Just right. Waiting for the HBIC to hop on here.
I know the most head.
One. The baddest asses of all of them.
Yeah. All right. So to follow that up, what are you drinking, and how does it like? I don't know. Like, why is it your signature drink? I guess.
Oh, are we supposed to be drinking our signature drink?
No, it doesn't have to be, but like, why does it speak to you at this moment?
I'm drinking Busch Light because I always drink Busch Light.
And it could be as simple as that.
Yeah, and it's easy.
Well, I know Rosie's drinking then. She's drinking whiskey.
Yeah, I'm drinking my bourbon. It's okay. It's Rebel Yell. And so I have been marinating bourbon raisins for over a month, and
yum.
Yeah, are they like full-blown grapes again?
Almost. But yeah, they're nice and fat with bourbon.
Yeah, those will fuck you up. Those will get you.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking wine.
And what kind of wine?
Red.
Sweet or dry?
Yeah, that's...
Dry. As dry as it gets.
Malbec? Is it like Malbec or Merlot?
Merlot.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, next question.
No.
I figure we need to keep it going, right? Mm-hmm. All right.
So. You know, for like, just because you said you're hydrating or whatever you call it, raisins with bourbon. Mm-hmm. I do that with dried cranberries and port. Mm. It's really good.
That does sound good.
I know. Yeah. I love hearing what everyone else does.
I do it with gummy bears and vodka.
There you go.
Pretty simple. Pretty standard there.
Yeah.
But do they get soaked up?
Yeah, it soaks up all the vodka.
Yeah, yep. I've never tried that.
Oh, and you can only eat like 4 unless you're going hard, because then you can eat as many as you want and you won't remember anything. You will literally not wasted. Remember a single thing after the 6th one goes in your mouth.
That's the magic number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
good to know.
Okay, so how about how long have you been playing? Because I know we asked this the last time, but I don't think any of us were really in that discussion, so.
Yeah.
I started playing in January. I think it's 65 days now. So I've been playing for 65 days.
I think I've been playing a little less than that, like around 50.
Yeah, and I think I've been playing less than both of you, probably more along the lines of like 30 or 40 days.
30?
That really?
I feel like we've been an outlaw longer than 30 days.
I agree with that statement. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it may be closer to like 40.
Maybe you were having Corinne's gummy bears.
I mean, you guys may have been an outlaw, but I was in honor for, you know, like a week and a half before I came to outlaw.
Well, then it's more than 30 days plus a week and a half.
All right. All right. So like what I have like a whole list of questions, but we might not get through them all. But what is your claim to fame? And it could be in-game or out of game.
Claim to fame. I have no idea. I'm going to let you guys go first, and I might still not have one.
Yeah, Rosie, how about you take this one? Like, take the lead. Yeah.
I mean, I guess shirts, t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
T-shirts and bourbon. Oh, bacon popcorn, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You do have a lot of, like, things. Exactly. And you're, like, the reporter, and you have the podcast. Like, you got it all, girl.
Yeah. I'm not all on your level.
I'm a social butterfly everywhere here, just not out of game.
Yeah. I guess lately I've been kind of doing the weird nude of the day. Like, first it was, like, feet, like, nude feet, and then it was, like, a hand, and then it was... Eileen actually went with the faces, but it was kind of like that.
That was great.
It's all the rooms I don't have access to.
A lot of people who are like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah, like there was like 40 pictures of people's legs. Probably 20, but you know what I mean.
And like all the guys are like, yeah, I don't understand this, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was more male participation that day than any other day.
Like, I can get behind this. Here's my muddy boots.
Yes. Yes. Why are we doing this again?
I definitely don't have a claim to fame in the online, whatever, gaming world. I'm still learning the ropes of how it all works, how people, like, communicate and relate in it. So I kind of am sitting back and observing for now.
Okay. Next question I have. I know Corinne and I are usually in the music channel, playing music all week long. So here's, what is your theme song?
No, like these are hard. I know I busted into your guys's music yesterday and put in like two or three songs and then just left.
Like, I'm gonna leave these here for you.
Yeah. No. I listened to all of them. I even asked if people could skip other people's songs, thinking if they just get sick of it, they can just skip it because I won't be here anyway.
Well, if you had left, we would have skipped your stuff if we didn't like it. But we never skipped anything.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to see what other people listen to, you know?
The other day, me and Rosie listened to the entire How to Train Your Dragon album. The entire thing. It's just music.
Mm-hmm.
For an hour and 20 minutes.
And I think one day, didn't you put on like the power hour thing?
Oh, yeah. We power houred with our coffee that morning. That was so fun.
And then there was one day, I mean, you might not have been in there, but I was playing like the 80s hit music.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an hour and a half of just, you know, music. And then long time ago, I ended up putting in all of the Game of Thrones lore and legend stuff that they had, you know, like all the narration of various different houses and all that stuff. Like, it was a good like 3 hours. I was like, if anybody doesn't want to listen to it, they can just forward it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Next time at me.
Like, everyone wants to know all of the information.
Yes. Okay, I don't have one. Sorry.
Yeah, Rosie, what's your theme song?
I think lately it would be the Margot Price song "Put a Hurtin' on the Bottle." I just like the sound of it, and she's got a good voice.
Well, that one I played in there for you guys, the Nina Simone, that's been on my playlist a lot.
Yeah, sometimes it's just that one song that you get stuck in your head for a while, and you know, you just jam out to it. And
yeah, so I guess that would be the one right now, like the "I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free" by Nina Simone, but it changes.
Cool.
So, like, my main two favorite songs, like, my song has been my favorite for like 10 years is "Iris" by Goo Goo Dolls. And then, like, my current favorite is "Burning Man" by Dierks Bentley, which for whatever reason, it just speaks to me. Like, I don't even listen to country music, and for whatever reason, his whole album is great, and that song just spoke to me. And it's very good, so I recommend.
Okay, you're gonna have to put it on the playlist there and add me so I can hear it.
Okay, will do. It's pretty good. Oh, and "Say Something" by Justin Timberlake. Those are all very good songs right now in my life.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for another hard question?
Yes, they're all hard.
Okay. So, why do you play, and then why do you like being a woman of outlaw?
We're not outlaws anymore.
No, this is the last night of it, so.
Okay.
I know, that's kind of sad.
It's very sad. I'm gonna miss like being an outlaw, you know, but I'm excited for all this new stuff.
No, me too. I think when we decided to do it, we might as well, you know, take it on and make it work and be positive about it.
Exactly.
Dive like, right in.
Exactly. And, like, go for it. Because, you know, it's not going to work if we don't try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my thing about it. I'm like, let's do it. Like, if we're doing it, let's do it 100%. And let's do it with a smile on our faces. But I am going to miss being an outlaw, because there's just such a good community there. Like,
yeah, that we've built. It's like the 30 days that Rosie's been playing, and our 6 day. You know, it's all been about building these relationships, and that got us where we are. And it's kind of sad. Oh no, we're doing so good now. But I think we just need to take that energy and hopefully share it with the other crew, and hopefully they'll be open to it, because we are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what was the first part of that question, though?
Oh, like, why do you play?
Why do you play?
Okay, so
like a lot of people play for different reasons. Some like feel it's like an outlet from their real life, or some like really like Game of Thrones. Some people have never even watched Game of Thrones, but it's like it's different for everyone, I feel, and I think that's really interesting as well.
I got really drunk one night, and I have an iPhone 10, and so I was like scrolling through the apps that are good for the iPhone 10, mm-hmm. and this app came up, and so I downloaded it and got on it the next day and never got off of it. Like, I didn't even know what it was. I just got on and I started playing. I didn't know what it was, and I never left. Like, I joined the Faceless right away, and that's where I met like Jay, and Tig recruited me because we watch Outlander together. So you know, there's this whole thing already. Like, I was already like, oh, these people get me. It was great. And then yeah, so I mean I just play for the camaraderie, really, and I mean, I like to win, so that's fun too.
Yeah, the right team to fall into if you are competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For yes. me, honestly, there was an ad for the app on my Instagram, and I was like, oh, Game of Thrones, I'm going to check it out. And I thought it was something like Super Mario for iPhone kind of thing. And I downloaded it and started playing. And then a few weeks in, Corinne scouted me, and I asked her why she scouted me, and she said she was recruiting me, which I think was a lie.
It was totally a lie.
But I pretended I believed it.
You were like playing it off super cool.
I was like, oh, cool, all right then, you know. And she's like, oh yeah, you can join us, and invited me to join them right before they were merging with Film. So I joined right at that time, and then it lasted just a couple days. And when it all broke up, I stuck with the team because I was like, I'm just going to go wherever Corinne goes.
Yes.
And yeah, it's been great because it's an awesome team. And so every time, Corinne knows this too, I'm like, okay, this is a lot more competitive than I realized. And I don't know that I have time to play. I think I'm going to quit. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm just going to give it a few more days. And the few more days has been like months. And, yeah.
It's been and like now,
a lot of money.
Yeah, now I'm attached to you guys, and you know, I feel like I can't quit, but not sure saying I can't quit is a good thing, but I think I like it. It's nice, you know, I'm glad to be where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how about you,
how about Rosie? For you, Rosie?
So I used to play a game called Game of Thrones Ascent, which was another app game. And then it went, it folded, and I was like, well, you know, I kind of want to play another Game of Thrones game. I've done, like, play-by-email role-playing games and, like, forum games and things like that. So basically, like, a lot of writing games, but I was like, I still wanted to play some sort of, like, app game. I don't really play that many of them, but I was like, well, let me try this one. And...
like you're like the real deal player.
Huh?
You're like the real deal player. Like, of, you know, you're getting yourself into.
I don't know if I know what I was getting myself into. I do, like, I remember I was just like, so I hung out in Kingdom Chat for a little bit, but I was also part of Honor, and I just remember early on being really so there was Shit Show, and there was Villain, and there was Wolves, and it just seemed like it was very like cutthroat, especially like Shit Show. I got scouted by somebody, and they're just like, join up or die. Like, that was how it was. I was like, what the fuck? And so like, and when Honor ended up like breaking up, and we just like went to the four corners, it was just like, where am I? It was just like crazy town. And so I don't know, I was really glad to end up in Outlaw, just because it seemed like it was a nice...
who recruited you?
Well, so again, when Honor broke up, originally I went to Wolves, and I was just like, this is way too crazy for me. And so then me and Tio and a bunch of others were just like, well, if we just stick together, we can go someplace else. And it was just a matter of finding where that other place was. And so I think Tio had, I don't know who he reached out to. It might have been Kate, but we all came
I would assume so.
Yeah, I would definitely assume so. Yeah. She's got major love for some time.
Yes.
Right. I mean, so we came over and so it was just like, you know, at first I was like, I don't know how they're going to take to like, it's always like interesting how you kind of feel people out in terms of like, do you fit in or don't you fit in? And then I think right away I was like, yeah, these people are cool.
Yeah. You know, it's so weird. Every time we merge, there's like this like 3-day period of like kind of silence. Mm. You know, it's like, well, hi. Hey, hi, how are you? And then like, but we don't know you, so how weird can we be right now? You know?
And then we just take over.
I feel like I'm kind of still on that stage. I'm still that person. I'm like, hey, and then I feel like the chat just dies.
Chat killer!
Yeah, I'm totally a chat killer because I'm never on it. So when I'm on, people are like, what the hell is she in here for?
Who is this?
We're just gonna have to go into the new be like, what's up, bitches?
I know, and be like, hey,
what's up?
Yeah, and I need to start watching Letterkenny so I have something to say in there.
To be fair.
Yeah, I don't even know how to make the impression because I've never watched it. So I'm not even gonna try. Because it'll probably be a chat killer.
Are you from LA? Like...
No. Was that a Letterkenny thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
You're like, never mind. This is not working.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that so I have like topics of conversation.
It was so funny. Who picked up on it? Flame Forge has like already watched it. So when we were doing it in the tavern, he was like back in like full force into it. And I was like, oh my God, did you just watch all of it? And he goes, I watched it when it came out. It's awesome. It's my favorite. And I was like,
and he's like, I was just waiting for my people.
It's like bonding.
Yes. It's so funny. Somebody in Chaos was actually, or what are they now?
They're Cobra. Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah. Cobra, they were quoting it too the other day.
Oh yeah,
but I felt like was that in KC? I mean, obviously we would only see.
Yeah, I think it was.
But
yeah,
I feel like they were kind of making fun of us.
To be fair,
I thought they were making fun of us when they were making.
Well, they might have, but then they were also like, "Well, you guys are too." It's like that. You guys are too cool. We have to make fun of you. So that you don't think you're too cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like, hey, but also, we're great. Ha ha. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I feel like, but like they then like it was in, like they were making fun of us at first, but then they started quoting things that we hadn't said yet, like that they
right.
weren't actually
like,
fans
it's
too.
Obvious that you watched the show.
Yeah.
You know it enough to quote obscure references from it, so it's not that horrible after all.
Right.
Yeah. And the kind of fun they were making was that kind of fun of someone who's upset or obsessed. They're like, oh yeah, here, do this, send me nudes, do that. And like, oh, you just want to be
us. Yes.
You want to be
I wonder who that is.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know because I'm not allowed in those rooms.
Do you want to be in those rooms?
No, I don't. I'm fine. It's like not safe for work, like, whatever.
Wait, you sound like somebody who wants to be in those rooms.
No, I know, but yeah. I don't. I feel like I'm already sucked in enough. I feel like I'm already sucked in enough. It's like, otherwise it's going to be just too much time on the internet. I can't do that.
On the internet looking at Wang and
yeah, Bruce. Exactly. It's like, that's not why I downloaded stupid Game of Thrones in my Instagram, you know, to be looking at dicks and boobs in an obscure chat room online.
But it's the best part. It's the best part. Like, I'm out of gold. What am I going to do now? Let's go digging through Wang Boo.
I just feel like that's the point of no return. So I'm kind of like holding back.
Yeah, we passed that a long time ago.
You're like, when your dignity is gone, you know you have to go to Wang Boo.
I'm still holding on to mine. We'll see how long that lasts.
Good luck.
There's nothing else to do today but to go to Wangwoo.
I mean, just let's just say never give me Corinne's gummy bears.
I will be sure if I ever make it up your way, I'm surely bringing the gummy bears.
Man, imagine if we had like I'm going to say an outlaw, like we could call it a reunion now, seeing as it'll essentially be that way. But if we had an outlaw reunion or a convention, what would you most look forward to? Besides Corinne's gummy bears.
Well, just to finish on the gummy bear thought, I was thinking if you guys did give me like Corinne's gummy bears, I guess it would be like the next day, you know, I'd be getting the, hey girl, hey, and I'd be like, why, what the hell, what did I do? And I'd be like, you know, my boobs in the fucking room or whatever.
Yeah, well, she probably would have flashed everyone. That would
Yeah, exactly. She would have been like, Wang Boo Room, access, yes.
Yes, anyway, please.
So I guess that would be the reunion thing. I'd be like, oh, remember that time,
I feel like there would be like a really like wicked karaoke session, you know, everyone just singing at the top of their lungs drunk.
Yeah, but I would want to go just to meet everybody in real life and like see how long it takes us to turn in who we actually are.
Like, yeah, you know, I've thought about that. I guess when you were driving somewhere and then Kate was like, oh, we're close, you can stop by, we could do like an outlaw get together or whatever, and I was like, what if we all actually did get together, like what it would be like, would it be totally weird?
I can
it
totally
would be
plan
totally
that
weird
if you
for
guys
the first
want.
Hour like I just feel like it would be really weird and people would be like, okay, so you know, like it would be like, I don't know what to do now. And then like an hour later, we'd be four beers deep or two whiskey drinks or whatever. Everybody be drunk after four drinks and we would have
like
the best time ever.
So happy, and everything would be just like Outlaw.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
People would be like flashing other people. We'd be like,
however, whenever we get drunk, I just go in game and kill all my troops and
practice resources.
Yeah, we always call it practice and our like resources, trying to get resources, but really just killing troops,
zeroing ourselves.
Yeah, I remember this one time Jay was like, yeah, I never scout, like I just send it. And then Rosie and I got together and we're like, let's just do that. And I was like, fuck, all my troops are gone.
I definitely remember my first send it too. Like, I was like, oh.
That was our bonding experience, Rosie.
I know, that's how we became in-game friends. Yes. You know? It's like, fuck, we just lost all our troops.
Like, totally blasted. Suicidal mission.
Practice. And wait, who was it that like messaged you afterward? Are they like in Outlaw now? I feel like it, or is it somebody that.
No, that's another story, because I was actually farming one day. The people that eventually joined us, that Spry group, and then Slaughter just like showed up out of nowhere and started hitting me because I was hitting his smalls, and I like just hated him. And then a week later, it's like, hey, everyone, welcome Spry. And I'm like, hell no. Like, I was not beating out of these guys. But then, you know, we're all good friends. We're family now.
Well, I think the other day I was in a group conversation with somebody and they're like, well, how did you guys meet or something like, or how did you guys get in? And another girl said, I think it was Casada. And she's like, yeah, Corinne hit me. She was my first zero. I was like,
well, Corinne, your recruiting technique, it's like, hey, why are you scouting me? Oh, it was just because I wanted to ask you to join us. And I'm like, you're lying.
No, I was definitely
like,
lying.
You either join, that was the nice way of saying join or die.
Or die.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm here, so you know what
you
my
joined
was.
And you didn't die.
No.
But did you die?
But did you die?
Apparently not.
No.
No. You're like so sad. You're like, no, I didn't die.
No.
And now not you're stuck here.
What was it, last week that we both died? I died and you died.
I'm still bubbled.
Oh my gosh. Did you get your ass kicked by ducks or whatever the hell they're called now?
Yeah, they zeroed me 2 weeks ago. No, a week ago.
Same.
And they rallied both of you?
Yeah, they rallied both of us. Yeah, they took them 4 to get all of mine. But they left me 644 sevens and then whatever fit in my med tents. But
yeah, whatever was in my med tents is the ones that made it. But it was all their big guys rallying. Whatever. Sweet. At least you were drunk, you know? So you're like, yeah, I was drunk. I was having fun. I was like, just, I think I have enough time on this bubble. And then I was like, no.
Nope. I was actually like I was on my phone. I was in the Discord or whatever. And I finally got a notification that said I was being attacked. But I never got a notification about anything else. Like, they rallied me. So I should have had 5 minutes to put on a bubble. Because it's supposed to tell you that. And it didn't. And I was so mad.
Well, I didn't get any notifications either. I just got the defeat notifications, you know?
I didn't even get those until the next day. I was so pissed at the game. This damn game. It's so infuriating.
This damn game. And yet we come back for more.
I just want to put more money in.
No, we come back for more, like, hey, I got my tax return.
Right? Yes. Right? I'm still figuring out which pack I want to buy.
Right, exactly. I'm like, okay, I am setting aside this money for my birthday so I can, like, upgrade everything and get all the troops I want.
Are you kidding? You're going to use your birthday money on the game?
It's also my paycheck. My birthday is April 13th, so it's the day before Game of Thrones and the day after I get paid for softball. So it's like this glorious holiday this year.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys going to watch every week or are you going to and binge?
No, we have a viewing party. So usually usually I have a viewing party at my house, but my apartment is so much smaller than I used to have. But last year, for the premiere, I made what was called the Dornishman's Wife, and it's a spicy peach pie. And it looked like I was just hacking into somebody. It looked like death.
I want to come to a viewing party and have the Dornishman's whatever pie. Life.
Yeah. I love it. You know, it's so nice to watch with other fanatics and even people who are not like super fanatics, but
you know,
like,
how you always want to watch the next episode and then if you don't wait and binge, it's not there for you to watch it. I have a hard time with that.
I mean, I specifically get Game of Thrones or
I'm kind of a delayed gratification type of person.
So you want to watch them all together?
Yeah, just like kind of hold on to it.
How do you stay away from spoilers?
Oh, you just have to dodge it. Just disappear. It's like people start talking about it, just tune off. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna actually be able to accomplish it. I'm just saying it's crossed my mind because the last season I was watching it every week and it was hard. Like. Yeah. Not having the next episode to watch.
Right. But you know what? Last season was actually... Because you know how previous seasons, they might have had, like, 3 episodes and then, like, 2 months of a break? And you're like, what the fuck? last season was actually pretty good. It ran straight through every week.
Yeah, true.
Which, again, is not the norm. So if they do that again, for me, I felt like those weeks went by really fast, and it was one of those things where, like, everybody who came over for the watch party, like, they always brought beer, we were just sitting there, we all had the same reactions to a lot of the things, and it was, I remember with the part with, are you guys all caught up through season 7?
Yes.
Yes.
So you know how, like, you know, Danny and John meet, and Davos is like, and this is Jon Snow. Like, everyone in the room, like, laughed their ass off at that because it was just like, what the fuck? Here she has this huge long line of, you know, titles, and this is John
Snow. Oh, that was so good. I love that scene.
Yeah. I love Davos. He's one of my favorites.
This is Jon Snow. He's king in the north.
Yay, Captain Obvious. But that was like everyone in the room like laughed at that. And it was just like, you're just like, this is awesome. We're all together again. We're all together watching this show.
Which reminds me, where's the question I've been waiting to answer?
Oh, well, why don't you ask it?
No, it's your podcast.
But wait, I have a comment first.
Yes.
Because I do that too. I do a watch party and we have the Game of Thrones cookbook.
Oh.
And so we actually like every week have at least one recipe out of the cookbook. And so we're hosting it or whatever. But I lost my train of thought.
Did you put us on the speaker?
You have to be on speaker.
Oh, that's true. Sorry. It just got far away. Like, it's like you're far away now.
Sorry. But yeah, like, I love it. But then there's the people who are like, shh, shh, I can't hear. And the TV is on 100. And you're like, shh.
Like, what can't you hear? Drogon, like, melting everyone?
All right. Okay, go with your question.
I mean, I do have another question, and maybe it is the question that you're wondering. So the next question is, in the gaming world, or would you say true or false to this statement, the gaming world is a man's world?
Is it? I guess.
I don't know.
I guess, what world isn't a man's world?
But specifically, like, a gaming world, or specifically this gaming world of Game of Thrones Conquest. Like, do you feel like being a woman in this game is different than it would be to be a man in this game?
Well, of course, but that's everywhere, though.
But really, I don't think so.
No, I guess not, because Big Nose Kate.
Well, fuck yeah, Kate, but, like, I'm thinking in terms of, like, people I hated throughout the game, and so, like, people who just irked me so much. Like, I equally was irked by men and women because they were badass, so I would say it was pretty equal. Like, I didn't dislike her more because she was female. I just disliked her.
Right. There is that thing with, like, you know, a badass woman who's kicking everyone's ass. And it's like, if she's, you know, if there's anything wrong, it's like, oh, what a bitch. And it's like, if it's the same situation and it's a guy, it's like, oh, he's badass. I don't know how to explain it. It is different, you know, the judgment, whatever. Or the, we need to, like, leadership position, and it's like guy number one, guy number two kind of thing. It's kind of like the default, but, you know, that's, I don't think it's any different than anywhere else, so I don't feel like it's Game of Thrones Conquest, it's a man's world. It's like, you know, it's just
and really, like, this is my first game, like, I've never done this before, like, I've never, like, lived in two different worlds, like, you know what I mean? Like,
same. Do you feel like you're living in two different worlds? Because I totally do.
I feel like some of my friends no longer understand me.
No, my friends want to stage an intervention because they're like, what are you
doing? You're on the game too much.
They literally ask me, are you playing your game again? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
My friends do the same thing and they're like, no, you, like, seriously, that's, what are you doing? That's weird. And, like, people are picking on me for playing the game.
Yeah. I also took an SOP in a bar and had a watch party. Like, I was like, you guys want to see me take this SOP? And I'm in, like, a tavern, like, with a bunch of, like, just, you know, tavern men in a small town, and they're like, yeah, let's watch. And so it's me playing on my phone, taking Seaguard for the first time, which I didn't really do a lot of work for, I just ended up with it. And then all these guys were just sitting around me watching, they're like, this is really cool. I'm like, yeah.
No, that was really cool though. I wasn't watching, but I was online for it, and it was awesome. It was like, hey Corinne, do you want Seaguard? And you're like, hell yeah, let me hop on game. And it was like, ta-ta-doo. And then Seaguard, Corinne's keep. It was really cool.
I enjoyed it. I love Seaguard. I have such a just love and respect for Seaguard because it was my first SOP. And it was a really awesome SOP.
The trainer, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, because you were always mentioning Keystone, does that SOP give you Keystone?
No. Oh. No. When you get, like, over, I don't know.
Keep 19. No,
yeah, after 19, you need Keystone out your dinghole, so make sure you have lots of it.
But how do you get it?
You can buy it.
You can win. You can win,
win it.
Yeah, you can win it. At, one of our players just won the Dragon Lore.
That was Loco for No Loco.
Yeah, so she won like 130 Keystone, which is a lot.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like the Keystone lottery, apparently. But
I don't know if it was worth all the money that she spent on the
Dragon. Like, it might have been more than 130. I feel like there.
No, I think it was only 130.
Was
but,
it?
Which, okay. That only 130. That's.
I mean, who's to judge what's of value to people? You know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you want a big old dragon, then she got a big old dragon.
Yeah.
A big old dragon.
A big old dragon with a lot of Keystone on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
sometimes
that's.
You kind of build it all up. Yeah. I will say, like, one of the things that I find fascinating and that I encounter when I ask this question, one of the things that comes to my mind is early on when I was in the chat. So. Noticing how it's like a dude bro culture.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, you know, one-upmanship, and it's all about dicks. And so I would talk a lot of, I have four brothers, so it's not like all of this stuff I've never heard before. And so I would say a lot of stuff in Kingdom chat, and people would be like, "You're not a girl. How can a girl talk that dirty? It's because I have fucking four brothers." You know, it's like, it was funny how, you know, in order to talk that dirty, you have to be a guy. No guy, you know, no woman could talk like that. And so it was one of those interesting, you know, translations for me, at least.
But I love it that you do that, because you're always on point and you always sort of subtly put people in their places, which is actually not a guy's thing to do. You know, it's like, that's a very...
I call it the creeper crew, because, like, in some ways you have to be creepier than the creepers. So that they're like, oh shit, what I'm saying and doing is probably not okay.
But I'm going to say it anyway. Because I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I only have one sister, so I definitely, like, I'm not good at that talk. So that's why I don't do it. How about you, Corinne?
I kind of ride the middle line, because I talk like a sailor. And, like, in real life, it's really a bad habit that I'm trying to break. Like, I coach a high school softball team. Like, this is not a good idea. Yeah. But I just really, like, I like to, like, I don't know. I
shoot
enjoy,
the shit.
Like, broing out with the boys.
I do, too.
I love doing that shit. Like, that's so fun to me. Because, like, I don't mean it. And it's kind of fun to just, like, make fun of them and, like, go for it. And then, like, be funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like it. Yeah, but
it's really good.
But I don't know.
Well, but that leads to the question I thought you were going to ask. Which is, who is your Game of Thrones character?
Oh, like the one that you would
who would you be?
Who would I be? You know what, honestly, and I know a lot of people don't like her, but I would probably be Sansa, because when you think about what it's taken for her to get where she is, it's been a lot of let's face it, I mean, I don't even think it was necessarily the tutelage of Littlefinger, but it was just, like, you know, she kind of, even in Game of Thrones, like, even in our Conquest world, it feels a lot like Survivor, like, outwit, outlast, outplay. So it's like, with Sansa, it's like, you may not, like, in the beginning, she was a little bitch.
She was a kid.
A silly girl.
Yeah, she was annoying. She was whatever. But at the same time, she's here. There are so many characters in season, like, at the start of season 8, they're just not here anymore. And she's here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing as, like, you know, Robb Stark was a badass, but he's dead.
He's fucking dead.
You know? You know? So it's like, in that sense, like, I really appreciate Sansa. And here's the thing that I'm actually, I would love to see happen. Not necessarily that they actually get back together, but I want to see a reunion of Sansa and Tyrion. Because they both...
Well,
they
they're about both, to reunite, right?
Well, yeah, sure. But they're both, like, totally different than what they were when they were forced together. And if you remember, she's like, well, what if I don't ever want you to, like, whatever? What if that changed? Because, like, she's totally different now.
But they're not married anymore. So
no, they're not married.
She's not obliged to it.
But she's not obliged. But what if they came to it organically in the sense of, like, he's actually a decent guy.
He would be so
lucky. But she doesn't know her. She doesn't know.
Right, she doesn't know that. But well, no, she kind of does. Like, if you saw one of their...
Well, yeah, she, from her experience, but, like, she doesn't know the guy he is now.
No, she doesn't, but, like,
no, but she always said that he was a decent...
One of the last interactions they had was actually really good.
Yeah, she knows that he's a decent guy.
Yeah, right. I mean, he could have said, no, we're going to have sex right now, because that's your wifely duty. And she was totally prepared to do that as her, like, 13-year-old self. And listen, she got fucking, like, railroaded by, you know, Ramsay.
Oh, fuck,
you know? So it's like, I think that now she would realize that, like, they're both in totally different, you know, places. And I know a lot of people think that he harbors a lot of, like, you know, affection for Dany, and sure, he probably does, but I think he would probably be more suited for Sansa.
Yeah, I think they're both out of his league, to be honest.
I mean, they probably are, but I think him and Sansa would still be a really good match, like, strategically.
Oh yeah, because,
like,
they're the both strategic minds, and, like, yeah.
And they're the ones that are, like, advising Dany and Jon, and they just have that mind of...
They're definitely going to be a team. I'm just not sure it's going to be a romantic team. Mm-hmm.
I would just like them to be able to appreciate each other for what they are now.
Yeah.
As opposed to being,
I'm sure,
like, you're a fucking Lannister. I hate your guts.
Mm-hmm. You
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
you, Corinne?
I don't even remember what the original team is. Oh, it's about
who was your character?
Okay. You know, I don't know. I thought about this when you asked last week. And so I was, like, thinking about it. And I was like, I don't want to be Sansa because, I mean, she is a badass. But it took her a long time to get here. Like, it took her a lot of trials.
Like, I wouldn't want to be Sansa from, like, season one or season two. It's the Sansa now that I would be.
Yeah. I would probably, I mean, if I was, like, being, like, a girl, like, I would be Dany because she's an awesome woman, blah, 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 blah. My dad likes her tits. That's weird, but it is what it is. That's the only reason he started watching the show. But I don't know who I would be. I kind of like Arya. I like the fact that she's just, like, this understated character who just, you're not really sure where she is or what is real life. Is she even alive? We still don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you? Who would you
Well... be? Mine is Sansa too. basically, obviously, all how far she's come, but really that she is a like fucking badass, but she's not your typical badass. Like, she's not the kind of girl that you would assume would be or become a badass. She's kind of like princessy, and on the outside, like, she has all the manners, and, you know, she doesn't act like a guy. She's just a girl, but she had her experiences, and she's a powerhouse now, and I love that because she's a female powerhouse, like 100% girl, you know, and she made it, and she's basically calling the shots and is going to be or is going to be up in, you know, she's super strategic, she's really smart, she's learned from all her experiences, she's had terrible experiences, and she's had to survive in this sort of, you know, cruel world, and she came out the other side stronger, smarter, and I don't know, I like her.
So. I do too. I like her too, but I just don't, if I had to be one of them, I don't want to do all of that crap to get there.
No, yeah, I don't want to have to get married to Ramsay to get there.
No, hell no, man. Like, no, that would be my worst nightmare. I mean,
I think that would be every single, like, human's.
Yeah, everyone's.
But at the same time, she got to get him, like, eaten by his dogs, so.
Yeah, that was badass.
Yeah.
She didn't even flinch.
Hell no.
All right. I mean, we're coming up on, like, almost an hour here, ladies.
I know. I thought, like, Kate was going to jump in at some point, but I guess she's, like, gone to bed.
No, she's still on. I just tried to tell her. But I think she's...
Well, did you see who else was here for a while? It was Jay. He was lurking over here.
Was he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was here.
Lurking.
Well, then, show yourself, you know?
Well, no, he was like, I'd fuck Ramsay.
That's so funny.
All right. I mean, I don't have any other
questions. Well, he could fuck Ramsay. So. We couldn't. You know what I mean?
I know. It would be like...
Just saying.
I don't have any other questions, so if anyone else has any, like, existential questions, feel free to ask.
Okay,
know?
But who... out of the main line of characters, like, take those guys out. So, like, the
who?
Main line of, like, A characters.
Take, like, out. The major houses, if you will, right?
Sure.
But what do you mean take out? Like, who you hate the most, kind
of
thing?
No, just take out the major characters. Okay?
Okay, yeah, got it. Who would you be?
Yes.
Bronn.
That's a good one. I do like Bronn.
I would be Brienne.
Oh yeah, Brienne of Tarth. So hard for.
I love
good
Brienne.
So many good ones. You know who else?
I think she's gonna get Jaime in the end, which is not a bad thing.
I hope she does get Jaime in the end.
Yeah, I would.
Jason, you are back. You have to say hi this time.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Okay, bye.
So Jay.
He left.
Oh, he's gone again. Damn you! I'm gonna ask him about the women of Outlaw. I guess he doesn't want to, you know. Oh well. To be fair.
So we have two Briennes.
Yeah.
And one Bronn.
Yes, but Bronn is a cool guy. He is a cool guy. But
yeah, he's like, you know, I want what I want, and he's very simple, but he's also like, you know, he's like your ride or die. Like, if you're gonna have somebody, and he's also like comic relief. We need that in life, especially in Game of Thrones.
Well, I like it that he doesn't come off like, hey, you can trust me, I'm this and this and that. He's just like, you know, I don't give a.
Well, he's very principled.
But he's super loyal, you know. It's like,
right, he's very principled. Like, this is like, pay me what you owe me.
He's the face of actions speak louder than words. It's like, his actions, he's super loyal. He's like, you know, always there. He's like, you know, a solid guy. But
the other person I would be Davos. I feel like Bronn and Davos.
Oh, I love Davos. Davos,
like they're the two.
But
like,
he doesn't have any fingers.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. What do you need fingers for?
Nothing. You can do all the same stuff with your wrist. It's fine.
Sure.
Good stuff. Oh, he's coming in. Okay, here we go.
Is that Jay's?
Yeah, he's gonna come in. He has 5 minutes.
Yeah,
five
that's
minutes.
We're coming up at 1 hour, so he can just be here for the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's an important question.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Hello, Jay.
What's up?
Hello. So,
the question for you is, so this is a podcast about the women of Outlaw.
Oh, God.
No, I was like, he's like, oh God.
What did I step into?
Yeah, like what, like your impression of the women of Outlaw.
What the fuck kind of question is this?
My impression of the women of Outlaw.
Well, yeah, like.
It's a fucking wild crowd in Outlaw. The women are pretty awesome. I'll say that. You guys are just nuts. I don't know. You guys are all fucking rockers and just hot messes, all of you. No, you guys are all awesome.
And without us, you would. I mean, there would be no spreadsheets. There would be no.
That's true. Kate is queen. Kate is you the literal queen. You guys are the glue
that holds the clan together.
Well, and see, that was the only question I had for you. I
mean, are we done now?
That was a good answer.
Have fun, ladies. Bye for now.
Bye. Well, that was a good answer. We are the glue that holds the clan together.
There you go. And that seems like a good note to end on, unless anyone else has anything to say.
Oh, I want to know who I want to do the fuck, marry, kill. That was so fun.
Oh yeah, that was good. But can I ask you? Can we leave political figures out of it?
Agreed. Totally.
I feel like there's so many other figures that we could use.
Okay.
In many walks of life, whether it be movies, music, so many.
Okay,
other
just
people.
Make sure it's someone I know. Because
okay, I got one. Okay. She... So fuck, marry, kill. Let's do Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Captain America.
Okay.
But like the movie characters?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I don't wanna go first.
I'll go first. Okay, so kill would be Spider-Man.
He's a children.
Fuck would probably be Iron Man, and Mary would be Captain America.
Go, Corinne. Okay.
I'm also killing Spider-Man.
He's just so boring compared to the other two.
Right, and I am just gonna fuck Captain America, and I am gonna marry Iron Man.
I mean, he does have a really great mind.
And, like, Adventure Time. I'm about
and a really good sense of humor as well.
Yes.
Well,
I'm thinking of, like, Captain America with a beard. Because Chris...
With a beard. It doesn't change my answer, but it makes him better.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I would definitely fuck Captain America. And so that leaves me the other two. And I guess I would kill Spider-Man, so I would have to marry Iron Man.
Woo. All right. I think that's like an amazing point to end on.
Priorities, you know what I mean?
Priorities. Well, cheers, ladies, to the last night of Outlaw.
Yeah, this was a cheers. Great send-off. I'm so glad we did this.
Yay! Cheers, and onwards and upwards to other things.
Yeah.
Yay!
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.